Thunder Bay. Ontario's police watchdog has invoked its mandate to investigate after multiple Thunder Bay Police Service officers discharged anti-riot weapon Enfields, ARWENs, during an arrest in a homicide case Thursday. The Special Investigations Unit, SIU, said it had assigned two investigators and two forensic investigators to the case in a statement issued Friday. Multiple TBPS officers discharged their ARWENs, a weapon that launches a range of less lethal projectiles, at a 32-year-old man following a standoff in a North End neighborhood Thursday evening. Police responded to a home in the 200s block of Blucher Avenue around 2:45 p.m. following reports of a disturbance, the TBPS said. According to a brief statement of facts from the SIU, however, police were dispatched around 3:50 p.m. in connection with a police investigation. The TBPS has identified the man as Justin Randy Dave Coaster, 32, of Thunder Bay, and said he is charged with second-degree murder in connection with the July 29 death of Charlie Finlayson, 37, of Thunder Bay at a McMillan Street residence. Coaster had barricaded himself inside the home, according to the SIU. Officers set up a perimeter and attempted to negotiate. When he exited the home around 9 p.m., multiple officers discharged their ARWENs at him, and he was struck. At this time, it does not appear that the man suffered any serious injury as a result of the ARWEN deployments, the SIU said. The SIU invoked its mandate to investigate instances in which police officers discharge a firearm at a person. The ARWEN meets the definition of a firearm under the Special Investigations Unit Act. Coaster is scheduled to appear in bail court on Friday, August 12. The SIU is urging anyone who may have information about this investigation, including video or photos, to contact the lead investigator at 1-800-787-8529 or online at https://su.on.ca/n/appeals.php.